March 20th is considered the first day of spring in most of the country, except in Maine. That doesn't happen until about the end of May, maybe June. So on that date, in 1969, we're talking way back, I was 17 years old, a junior in high school, captain of my gymnastics team. And at that same time, a very powerful northeast gale came in to Maine and hit the coast. We call them nor'easters. I was always fascinated with storms, and especially at sea. So that night, I got a hold of three of my friends, Marty, my best friend, and two friends, Cindy and Katie. Katie I was very interested in because I wanted her to be my girlfriend. So we decided, hey, let's go to my favorite spot, which was a place called Smuggler's Cove in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, just down from Portland Headlight, which is that famous lighthouse you see on every calendar about lighthouses. So just down there from there, about 2 miles, is Smuggler's Cove, perfectly named because it's dark, has these tall cliffs and a winding rocky beach to the left of it, to the north of it. So we got there. The scene was almost indescribable. We had 20 to 25 foot waves coming in sets, crashing against the cliffs, crashing against the beach. It was kind of like the perfect storm, if anybody's seen that film. It was majestic. And we were standing on top of those cliffs, which were about 30 to 40 feet high, in a safe place. And we were getting stung by the seas that was blowing in. The wind was blowing 40 to 60 knots, at least gusts of 60 knots. And for some reason, I decided, I'm going to go down a little bit lower on this cliff, where there was a nice flat spot you could stand, because I'd been there several times before. I got down there, and I turned around to look up at Katie, and she had this horrified look on her face, like frozen. And I turned around to face a wall of water. Now, this is winter in Maine. The water temperature is anywhere between 38 and 42 degrees. I got washed off the cliff. And I hit the water, and I had a very heavy coat on because it was cold and we were prepared for the weather. And it was made out of wool that immediately filled with water, and I was dragged down with a riptide and undercurrent. And then the most amazing thing happened. I went into another dimension. It's a mystery still to this day. What happened next? All of a sudden, I was in a room of color everywhere around me, just vibrant color, swirling, and then eventually it turned into a whirlpool of color, huge whirlpool. And I'm floating down this whirlpool of color, and I'm warm, and I'm also at peace. And I'm fascinated by what's going on. I'm watching as in these ever-concentric circles circling down, and I notice down at the bottom a black speck. And that black speck gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it absorbs me. And then the spiral continues, but it's all black, and the colored spiral is fading away. And I kind of freak out. And I reach back for the colors to bring them back. Exactly at that moment, I came back to the dimension I had left. I found myself on the bottom of the sea. I must have hit something that woke me up, whether it was a rock, whether it was a log, whatever, I don't know. So I find myself on the bottom of the sea. I am coatless at this point. I shove off on the bottom because I see crashing waves up above me. And I get up to the top and I throw up about a gallon of water. And I take the biggest breath I've ever taken. And then I look around me and I start to panic because there is no sight of land. I'm in crashing waves all over me. And then an image of my father comes into my head. Now, Dad had been with Patton in World War II. So he saw some pretty unbelievable stuff. And he taught us all, never panic. So instantly, that came to me, and I said, whew, okay, where am I? What am I doing? Okay, I'm beyond cold. I don't feel the cold anymore, but I only know that I have to survive. So I watched the pattern of the waves, and I noticed that the bigger ones are going in a particular direction. So I start to swim that way, and I use the waves and swimming, and it takes forever. I go, I'm completely exhausted. I feel like I've been swimming for hours. And I say, I'm done. I don't have anything left. I could not raise my arms anymore. I surrendered to the sea. Very calmly, too, I remember. And as soon as my head got below the water, my feet touched the ground. All of a sudden, I felt like Superman. I got so much energy, and I just swam as hard as I could, and I encountered the rocks up ahead of me, which were low rocks, apparently down to the left of the cliff. And each time I tried to get onto the rocks, the waves would tear me off. So it took 3 or 4 or 5 times to get to this point. Well, one of the waves took me and put me on top of the rock. I tumbled over, using the last strength I had, onto the rocky beach. And I lay there, not knowing who I was, what I was, where I came from. I felt like I'd been taken out of the primordial ooze. I just existed, and I had no idea why. All of a sudden, the world lights up. I look above me, and I see what looks like the moon. And I go, moon? What does that mean, moon? I was completely confused. And then a voice came over, the very loud voice, are you alive? And I'm like, what does that mean? Alive. Am I alive? So I was thinking these vague thoughts, like, what the hell is going on? And all of a sudden, I get picked up by 2 men who had come down the backside of the cliff, and they were from the Cape Rescue Squad. They hauled me up the cliff about 2/3 of the way up, and my friend Marty, who was an all-state linebacker, big guy, 185, 90 pounds, comes and grabs them from and puts me over his shoulder, and all I remember is seeing this light, flashing lights in an ambulance. They put me in the ambulance, and for some reason, things were starting to come back to me, and I went, oh, I had never been in an ambulance before. And the lights are flashing, and I said to myself, you guys have a horn? And they said, yeah. And I went, put it on. So that's the last thing I remember before I passed out and got to the hospital. I get to the hospital. They have a room waiting for me. And in it, they shove me with wool blankets and multitudes of hot water bottles, layer upon layer upon layer, to bring my temperature back. Now, my temperature got down to 85 degrees. Death apparently, or your body stops functioning at 82. So that was at the hospital, so I don't know what happened, what my temperature was when I got to the beach. I was very close. But anyway, I warmed up. My parents came. I was there for several hours. Finally got out at somewhere around 4 o'clock in the morning. I went to school the next day. I still don't know why. I still go back to that and think, what were you thinking? Anyway, they gave me an assembly. The whole class of the South Portland High School showed up, all the faculty, and they were honored me for surviving. But I wanted to end this with a couple of things. One of the things I've learned in life is don't do stupid shit. Teach your kids to swim. And teach yourself to swim if you don't know. And thank you very much.